Hey there. Why can the mind be a dangerous place, or, on the other hand, a great gift? How would you like to better understand the power of the mind and to have it put into context? Like, what is it? What's the mind really all about? How powerful is it really? And according to consciousness research, mind over matter and what you hold in mind tends to manifest calibrates at true, as true, at a very high level. Now, additionally, would it be meaningful to learn how to stop being victimized by your mind and instead use it as it was intended? This is an introduction to New York Times best-selling author of The Untethered Soul, Living Untethered, and The Surrender Experiment, Michael A. Singer, and an invitation to expand this understanding of today's topic with a free three-part mini-series to transform the way you relate to your mind. That's this month's tool for personal transformation. But before I get into today's tool and topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find at highvibetriberadio.com on the podcast and highvibetribetv.com on our YouTube channel. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. My intention with these powerful freebies each month is to curate tools for personal transformation that I think you may find helpful and transformative, and to introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers, best-selling authors, and celebrated agents of change that can help you shift on some level, whether on the emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual plane. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So before I dive into Michael Singer's free tool for transformation today, I want to lay a little groundwork. I intend to do the best that I can with the resources at our disposal to curate content and teachers that calibrate at high levels of consciousness, meaning that they calibrate at 200 or above on the map of spiritual progress, or the map of consciousness is what I usually refer it to, and the energies of integrity, courage, and pragmatism that are present at the very least, right, at 200 or above. We want to find things that have integrity, require some courage and pragmatism for them to be effective in your life. You got to step into courage on anything. It's the first step for significant change in your life, is to step into courage. Now, I can no longer use the map of consciousness in my podcast due to supposed copywriting infringement. And I don't need to have a lawsuit or argue it, because I honor and respect Dr. David R. Hawkins and his wife and all that he's contributed to our world in such a significant way. So the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com has created something similar that he allows us to share freely. So it's something he created called the Map of Spiritual Progress, which is very similar in understanding the map of consciousness. They're both essentially saying the same things, but Brian, who's the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, looks at it from a different angle so that he too doesn't want to infringe on any copyrights. So, but we, both of us, all of us, honor and give credit to Dr. David R. Hawkins for the tremendous life work that he's done in consciousness research, in addition to his status as a significant spiritual leader and the teacher to enlightenment, which is a very advanced spiritual intention, let me tell you. So let's get back to Michael Singer and getting to know Michael Singer and his books and putting this type of thing into context so you can understand why I would choose it and recommend it to you. So based on consciousness research and consciousnesscalibrations.com, Michael Singer's book, The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, where you'll discover what you can do to put an end to the habitual thoughts and emotions that limit your consciousness. This book calibrates at 400 on the map, which is the level of consciousness of the mind and reason. And these are essentially the energies of objectivity, freedom, knowledge, and wholeness on the map of spiritual progress. It's similar energies that the energies that Dr. Hawkins talks about are different, but they're the same. They calibrate at 400 on the map. His other book, Living Untethered, is described as at once profoundly transcendent and powerfully practical. It provides a clear guidance for moving beyond the thoughts, feelings, and habits that keep you stuck so you can heal the pain of the past and let your spirit soar. This book also calibrates at 400 on the map of consciousness, which, by the way, is a logarithmic scale of 10 to the 400th power. So it's very high vibe in our world to kind of expose yourself to teachings of this level. It's significant. Which is not to say everyone's going to get it at this level. So if you're not drawn to it, you're just not there yet, right? 400 is a big leap in consciousness. And if you're not there, that you're not going to have interest in it, and you're not going to necessarily get it if you, you know, won't kill you to try, though. So I think it's fair to assume that his book, The Surrender Experiment, calibrates in the 400s on the map, and that the free three-part mini video series I'm sharing today as well calibrates in the 400s. That's a guess. It's highly unlikely he would stray from this level of consciousness to teach you something less than 200 for sure. And at the very least, it's likely safely above 200, which is really all that is needed for personal transformation. So next, I want to discuss how the mind can be a great gift, which it is, or a dangerous place. And I want to put it into context based on consciousness research. So the mind and the energies of reason, rationality, science, and genius calibrate in the 400s, which from 400 to 499, that span is quantum in nature and vast. It's huge. To go from 400 to 401 on the map of consciousness is huge. So everything in the 400s is significant, and it's going to shift you in many ways. You know, it's the land of learning, by the way, as well, really. Math and science and all that stuff. Advanced learning. So this is huge. 400, the 400s is huge in consciousness, considering 200 is 10 to the 200th power and 400 is 10 to the 400th power, which are significant logarithms and quantum leaps in power, truth, and consciousness. Whatever you hold in mind tends to manifest. That statement calibrates as true at levels in the 500s, which is a huge leap in consciousness. To understand that the truth of this is coming from a non-linear domain or dimension. And it's the land of love and unconditional love that the truth of this calibrates. It's like, this is true. And I did an entire episode on this, which you can find a link to in my show notes below. I did the whole episode on, you know, why what you hold in mind tends to manifest is so powerful. But I'll just lightly, you know, let you know here that essentially what's going on is when you get into the 500s, this is the land of love and unconditional love. And it's essentially indicating that God, life, higher self, whatever you want to call it, all that is, has no judgment about what you hold in mind, whether positively or negatively oriented. There's no judgment whatsoever. You're like, all of life understands why you would hold something negative in mind and knows that at a spirit level, there's a purpose and meaningful reason behind it. So this kind of calibration is reflective of the calibration of the 500s. So the phrase, be careful what you wish for, is powerfully true, especially if you tend to hold things in mind negatively, right? Which we all do. I have done it for my whole life, and I paid the price for it, let me tell you. So what could be fueling the mind with the negativity, and how can you let go of it? Now, I discuss, you know, the power of letting go and the mechanism of letting go and my experience with the mechanism of letting go and a few other episodes that you will find links to in my show notes below. And you can check those out because I did one just on anger. I did one on depression. And the first one I did, which I think is episode 8, was just in general, how to let go. But we're not talking about how I learned to let go. We're going to learn from today. I want to share Michael Singer's teachings on the subject, as he's way more successful at sharing his experience and teachings as a best-selling author and highly regarded spiritual teacher. He's been interviewed by many big guns, including the big gun, Ms. Oprah Winfrey. So I think you can trust he's the real deal. So at any time, his free 3-part mini-series can be, you can register for it at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MS3. Those are the initials M for Michael, S for Singer, 3, the number 3. So that's themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MS3. You can register for this free mini-series at any point that you like. So let's talk about this free 3-part mini-series is called The Mind Can Be a Dangerous Place or a Great Gift with New York Times bestselling author Michael A. Singer. So do you consider your mind a great gift or a dangerous place? Maybe a little of both? I want to invite you to join Michael A. Singer in a free 3-part mini course exploring how to stop being victimized by your mind and instead use it as it was intended. So I'm going to just share with you the topics of each of the videos. And just so you know, this was produced in cooperation with Sounds True, who works with Michael A. Singer in producing this course and helping to get his teachings out and about. And we at the Mind, Body, Spirit Network are affiliate partners with Sounds True. So we curate some of the things and share some of the things that they create because we know they can shift you in significant ways. And that's our whole intention here at the Mind, Body, Spirit Network, is to help you shift. So in video number 1, he's going to cover the topic of why we suffer. And I'm just going to read what the description is. Do you ever have difficulty with the things your mind tells you? In our opening video, Michael explores the struggle to fix inner problems using the outside world and the consequences of an out-of-control mind. This is a great topic to take a look at because most of us are focused on the outside world and looking outside of ourselves to solve problems and solve suffering, when in fact all of it can be done within yourself, which you'll come to understand as you start doing this type of work, this type of inner work. The second video is titled Your Beautiful Mind. Each one of us has an incredibly brilliant and beautiful mind when we're using it in the way it was intended. In our second video, Michael reveals the deeper intuitive and creative levels of the mind that are universally accessible. That's video number 2. And then video number 3 is Learning to Let Go. And in this video, Michael reveals a transformational inner process of spiritual purification to release unconscious patterns and restore the natural flow of your energy. So if this is of interest to you, you can register for it. It's all free at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MS3. That's the initials for Michael M. Singer S. and the number 3. Now, if Michael Singer is new to you, then let me give you a little background about him. He has been a spiritual teacher for more than 4 decades and has written more than 2 books. This is old. He's on to at least three now. So the number one New York Times bestseller is The Untethered Soul. And then The Surrender Experiment is also a New York Times bestseller, as well as Living Untethered. I'm not sure if that's a bestseller, but it's another one of his books. He's also the creator of a leading-edge software package that transformed the medical practice management industry, and the founding CEO of a billion-dollar public company whose achievements are archived in the Smithsonian Institution. While working on his doctorate in economics in 1971, Michael experienced a deep inner awakening and went into seclusion, focusing on yoga and meditation. In 1975, he founded the Yoga and Meditation Center known as Temple of the Universe, where people have come together to practice and study ever since. In addition to his work as a spiritual teacher, he has made major contributions in the areas of business, education, healthcare, and environmental protection. And I want to share some of the testimonials because he has some pretty highfalutin friends that like to provide testimonials for him. So let me just read those real quick. So the first one is from Deepak Chopra. Everyone knows him if you're listening to this podcast. In the book The Untethered Soul, Michael Singer takes you step by step through the process of jnana, the yoga of the intellect, to the source. Moreover, he does it with elegant simplicity. Read this book carefully and you will get more than a glimpse of eternity. So this is in reference to his book, The Untethered Soul. And then Jack Canfield, the co-author of the Success Principles and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, he says, with his hallmark precision and clarity, Michael Singer reveals in his latest masterpiece, The Surrender Experiment, how everyday life, doing business in the world, and spiritual practice can be synchronized to carry us into the heart of life's unimaginable perfection. This is exactly the kind of practical mastery needed for a world in chaos. So there's a couple of testimonials you can take to the bank. And that's it for this month's tool for transformation, tool for personal and spiritual growth. And this is just some freebies I'd love to curate for you guys to check out, other renowned teachers and authors and luminary healers, stuff like that. So if you like what's going on here today, please share it with family and friends and give us a rating wherever it was that you downloaded this podcast. And we'll see you again next week, where let me see what I'm thinking about for next week's topic. We're going to do 1001 ways of being of higher consciousness. That's next week's topic. That'll be a quickie, easy one, but it's a good one. It's my go-to way of being to kind of light your fire of higher consciousness and be the change you want to see in your own life. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.